This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, maintaining the health of the U.S. hog herd has always been requiring constant vigilance against animal disease threats. In recent years, much of the attention has centered on global concerns such as African swine fever, with biosecurity efforts ramping up to prevent it from entering the country. But international threats aren't the only challenges facing producers. Domestic health concerns and emerging disease risks demand just as much focus and preparation. We'll talk about what's going on and what the National Pork Producers Council is asking from Iowa producers next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Dr. Anna Forsyth with the National Pork Producers Council says the landscape of herd health threats has changed significantly in the past year. While foreign animal diseases like African swine fever remain top of mind, there's been noticeable risk in domestic health concerns that demand equal attention. Forsyth says producers are now navigating a broader range of issues.
Last year at this time, we were talking a lot about African swine fever still, rightfully so. Continue to have our eyes set on African swine fever along with the other two foreign swine diseases, foot and mouth disease, classical swine fever. But we got to a point where we decided that it was time to reevaluate those priorities and make sure that we were still focusing on the right things when it comes to preparedness and planning for African swine fever. And the first thought was maybe we expand the focus to include the other two foreign swine diseases. And then as we start hearing from and talking to more producers, I think the realization was foreign disease is still of interest, is still a focus and a concern, but boy, is there enough going on domestically with endemic diseases that really could warrant our attention from the national industry's perspective.
Of course, any work that needs to be done for disease prevention or reaction in an outbreak needs to be having funded programs. Getting those resources funded has been a big NPPC goal, especially when it comes to things like the Farm Bill. This includes vaccine banks and labs to help us stay ahead of animal threats. But also, they want input from the producers around the country. Dr. Forsyth encourages Iowa's pork producers to take the time to share their animal health priorities with NPPC. She says producer input is going to be vital to shaping sound policies and guiding future herd health initiatives that truly reflect on-the-ground needs.
Right now, we have an idea of what the priorities are, but the best thing to do is to hear from them. So anybody who's listening who might not be aware of this, reach out to your Iowa Association, reach out to NPPC Pork Board, and just get your input, your voices heard. I'll also add that after we compile this information and reestablish those priorities, we're going to share this much more broadly so that it's not just the two national industry organizations focusing on this, but we hope that the academic institutions that do work in the swine health space also hear this, and USDA, ARS, so that everybody collectively that is working on swine health is prioritizing what the producer is interested in.
As the landscape of animal health threats continues to evolve, NPPC remains committed to working together with producers to stay ahead of the curve. Your voice will play a critical role in shaping the future of herd health. To learn more or get involved, visit the NPPC website at npppc.org. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.